Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, we have the rankings here. This is the first college football playoff rankings. Number 10, I'll just give you the top 10. Number 10 is Notre Dame. Bartu thinking that Notre Dame gets in if they run the table here, which they should. They'll be favored in their final four games.
Dave, by the way, nailed the top five, and the rest of them were off by one.
Number 9 is Oregon. Mm-hmm. You may have heard of them. They are the Ducks.
Yep.
They play right here on the fan.
Look.
Number 8, Texas Tech. Number 7, BYU. They play this weekend. Number 6, Ole Miss. Number 5, Georgia. Number 4, Alabama. Number 3 is Texas A&M. Number 2 is Indiana. Number 1 is Ohio State.
There's a handful of teams that really don't, like, they're a lock. You look at their schedule, and once you make their, if you're a one-loss team or an undefeated team and you make your conference title game, you're in. We saw that last year. SMU, right, was a one-loss team, made the ACC title game.
So who are you talking about?
So Ohio State, Indiana.
They're both in.
They're both in.
But SEC, I don't know if you can say that. I mean, there's four SEC teams, 3, 4, 5, 6. Now, a lot of them have already played, but, I mean, A&M, surely they're going to stumble, right?
But that's the thing, is that, like, A&M, even if they do stumble, like, so A&M has Missouri, South Carolina, Samford, and Texas. As long as they finish the regular season with one loss, and they would play in the SEC title game.
Well, why would they play in the SEC title game? Because Bama has one loss, Georgia has one loss, and Mississippi has one loss.
Yes, but some of those teams still, like, I guess if you look at you'd have to look at the tiebreakers to see what's in. But if A&M is a one-loss team, even if they don't get into the SEC title game, they are in. A one-loss SEC team is 100% in. Any one-loss team from the Big
Ten. Oh, you
mean
even if they don't go to the SEC?
Even if they don't go to the SEC title game.
So you're saying, this is why it's so early. There's still 4 weeks left.
Yes.
So a lot can change, but you're saying if there is a one-loss SEC team that does not get into the championship,
guaranteed to be in.
They're still in the tournament.
Still in. So Ohio State, Indiana, and Texas A&M.
So how many do you think get in the tournament from the SEC? 4?
A&M, Bama, Georgia, Ole Miss.
Texas? 5?
Maybe. I think you're getting at least 4.
They really only have a shot at 5. Like, Vandy is 16th.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to the tournament.
I wouldn't think so, no.
So they really only have a shot at getting 5.
Yes.
If Texas stays in the mix.
If Texas were to stay in the mix and they run the table, but here's the problem.
They're going
to
have to beat A&M.
And Georgia. So, and Texas is it. So the SEC, more than likely, you feel very comfortable saying the SEC is going to get 4 teams in. And if, like I said, if you make the SEC title game, you're in. If you are a one-loss team and you don't make the SEC title game, you're in. So I just think when you look at it, unless absolute calamity happens, Ohio State, Indiana, and A&M are already in. They're in. And then Bama and Georgia, more than likely, already in. And then, you know, when you get down into the Oregons and the BYU, the Texas Tech, Notre Dame's, that's more of you still have got some work to do. But I think you can just kind of look at the way this is starting to shape up, and you look at the schedules. Ohio State and Indiana, they can't screw that up. No, they don't play anyone, and no. Both of those schools would have to lose twice.
Well, you know who else really can't screw it up at this point is Notre Dame.
Yes.
Because they've already played. Their heavy lifting is done.
Yep.
They should win their last 4. So, you know what it is, and this is why it's going to be kind of tough for Oregon. Oregon's tough games. They still have 3 tough games.
Still have 3 tough.
So it's basically, I'm looking at, let's see, if we just go by your logic, mm-hmm. that those top three are going to be in because they've yet to lose. If you say Bama and Georgia are in, one, two, three, there's five. It's a race between Mississippi, the winner of Texas Tech and BYU, Oregon, Notre Dame, and Texas, those five schools, to not lose again.
Yeah.
And if one of them does,
it's going to get sticky.
It gets hairy.
Yeah. Because Georgia and Bama are sitting there both at 7-1. And again, let's just play the game of look at what they have left. Alabama has LSU, Oklahoma, Eastern Illinois, and Auburn. Alabama can lose another game, not make the SEC title game, guaranteed to be in as a two-loss SEC.
Give me their team. This is Alabama?
Alabama.
Who do they play again?
So they get LSU.
Okay.
Then Oklahoma.
Where's that game?
It's at Alabama. Both LSU and Oklahoma.
That's
are both
a revenge game. Remember they lost
to
Oklahoma
lost to them and kept
year.
Them out last year.
I bet they beat Oklahoma.
Eastern Illinois and Auburn. And they can lose a game. If they lose a game, they
still
don't
get in.
They still seven. Basically, you'd be 10-2 in a non-SEC title game. It doesn't matter. Alabama is in. Georgia, same thing. You look at Georgia, and they have Mississippi State, Texas, Charlotte, and Georgia Tech.
So then they only have two league games left.
Yep. So again, if
where's the Texas game? That you know that
it could be.
If they could lose two in a row, dude, they don't look that great.
Texas is at home.
And they're at Mississippi State.
They're
this
at Mississippi
weekend.
State.
So they need to win those two.
Yeah, I just think
they can lose to Georgia Tech though.
I guess my point is, Bama and Georgia both have a gimme mulligan, and it doesn't matter. So I really do think that it is almost a guarantee that your top five teams right now are already in.
But what about Ole Miss? Because they only have one loss.
Yeah, let's take a look and see what Ole Miss has left. So Ole Miss has same thing. They're in. Citadel, Florida, and Mississippi State. A two-loss Mississippi State, especially if they don't play. It actually, believe it or not, I think it benefits you to be a two-loss team and not play in the SEC title game. You can sit back as Ole Miss or whatever with two losses, not play in the SEC title game, and you are going to get in. They are not going to leapfrog. You're not going to see Virginia or a BYU team like that leapfrog one of those. So I just think you're seeing some of these teams that as long as calamity doesn't happen and they fall apart, they have very easy schedules remaining and they can still lose a game.
6, 7, 8, 9.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, it really does kind of feel like 10 of the 12 spots
are kind of tied
it's just
up.
As long as those teams don't screw up. And Oregon
up,
is one.
And by screw up, I mean lose twice.
Well, but Oregon.
Oregon, I think,
doesn't have as much slack.
I do not think so.
And neither does Notre Dame.
No, Notre Dame
They've
has
already
none.
Lost twice.
Yep.
And neither does Texas, who has already lost twice. So some of them don't have that.
And I also think Texas Tech is, if you're an ACC or a Big 12 school and you lose two games, nothing is guaranteed. And I think
you got to win your league.
You got to win your league. The SEC, I think two losses gets you in. And I believe in the Big 10 it does, although I think it's a little dicier than the SEC. But if Oregon were to stub their toe, and I think you're better off stubbing your toe earlier against Iowa, then you are losing late. I think a late loss with USC or Washington would be more damaging to Oregon than if you stub your toe against Iowa, you fall down a little bit, but you still have two probably top 25 games to win at the end and kind of put a punctuation on your season.
I guess even if Oregon loses, like
they should still
who jumps them? Like Oklahoma?
Yeah.
Utah?
And
Louisville?
And again, when I look at those schedules, I just...
Miami, do they jump back into the mix? I don't know. I mean, you can't trust them, can you?
And I also think Oklahoma with Alabama and Missouri and LSU, chances are they lose another one.
I guess USC beats Oregon. They could jump them.
They could jump.
They're at 19.
USC could certainly do that. And Washington, by the way, if Washington wins out, and they should win out going into Oregon, Washington's going to say, hey, we beat Oregon, and we're right there. We are in that conversation, and more than likely, they would get in, although that's a, I mean, that's a long stretch. I don't think they would beat Oregon, but they should be 9-2 going into that game.
Here are the games. If the these rankings were to be used, it would be Notre Dame playing at BYU with the winner playing at Indiana.
That's a battle of the Lord
or
right
there. Not at Indiana, right? That's a neutral site.
That'd be a neutral site. We'd get to find out who's more powerful, Catholic Jesus or Mormon Jesus.
That's pretty good.
That'd be fun.
And then if Notre Dame wins, that would be a rematch from last year. Remember, Notre Dame beat Indiana in the first round.
Oh, yeah.
Or maybe it was the second round.
Was it?
Beat him.
Yeah, they beat him up. Yeah, because their two losses were to Notre Dame and Ohio State. Yeah.
So then you have Virginia would play Ole Miss. Look at Virginia getting in the tournament. That's they're predicting them to win the ACC. Yeah,
and that's the only ACC team getting in, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So Virginia would play at Ole Miss. Gross.
Yeah.
And then the winner would go play Texas A&M. Mm-hmm. That's one side of the bracket.
That'd be fun.
And then the other side of the bracket, as we pointed out yesterday, ESPN had this. Alabama, Georgia, Oregon, and Ohio State are all in the same side of the bracket.
Yeah, that's nasty.
So Oregon right now, as it stands, would actually go on the road and play at Texas Tech. Mm. If they win that, they would go play Ohio State.
That would be look, the Texas Tech game would be a rugged physical affair.
That would be a great
game. That would be fair, and then or that would be fun, and then the reward is you get to try to get some revenge for last year. Because you would do the opposite, right? Ohio State would get to sit around for a month. And then have to go face Oregon versus, you know, what happened last year.
And then the other game would be Memphis being the group of five. Mm-hmm. They would play at Georgia, and the winner would go play Alabama.
Mm. That's weird. I was going to say, I forgot kind of who was the highest ranked group of five.
So you could have, now it's definitely no guarantee it's Memphis. It could still be South Florida. It could still be North Texas.
Yeah.
They have a lot to play for still. But you could have an Elite Eight of Georgia, Alabama, Oregon, Ohio State, Ole Miss, Texas A&M, Notre Dame, Indiana. Sign me up. Sign me up.
I thought college ball was wrecked and everyone hated it.
When
right?
they went, this is why it's great they went to that 12-team tournament.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah. And I just don't see, I mean, outside of like coming out of nowhere and winning your conference, and it feels like the ACC and the Big 12 are ones where it's kind of up for grabs, but it just kind of feels like with the SEC and kind of the Big 10, you know what you're getting. At this point, you know who is more likely to get in than not.
Yes, but...
funky things can happen.
Well, but they're going to... somebody's going to lose the SEC title game.
Yeah.
And it's possible that that team would then have three losses.
See, therein lies the interesting one. You're right. Because if a two-loss SEC team gets into the... Here's the real scenario, which people would lose their ass. Let's say a two-loss Georgia team or a two-loss Alabama team finds their way into the SEC title game, loses a nail-biter. Meanwhile, you have two-loss Ole Miss or a two-loss Texas that didn't play. I still think you have to put the three-loss team in. How can you punish a team for getting to their title game and having to play an extra game?
Yeah, I'm with you.
And that may just, and that too, may that come down to the eye test of just who we think is the better team. Because we saw them do it with Florida State, right? We looked at Florida State and we're like, man, you're undefeated, but you don't have your quarterback and we don't think you, we don't think you're a team.
I think Mike Elko's doing a nice job, but something tells me Texas A&M is not going to be in the top five when this thing's all said and done. They're just not.
So they got at Missouri, backup quarterback.
They could lose this weekend.
And then South Carolina, which gave Bama a run for their money, and they still have to play at Texas.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. I don't know. I'm not saying they're not good.
Yeah.
I'm just saying Alabama, Georgia, even Texas, to some extent, much more trustworthy.
Well, I'll tell you what, Arch, that was the first time last week that I thought Arch looked good. And if he can figure it out, and their defense is what it is.
Yeah, he played well.
Yes. then wouldn't that be something of little old Texas?
And by the way, their they've had two losses.
But Ohio State.
One of their losses was to the number one team in the country, and they held them to 14 points
yep.
in their house. Texas starting to look better and better. Look, I'm telling you, the cream rises, man.
Yeah.
The cream rises, and I feel like Texas saying, it's going to be interesting. That would be a huge thing for Texas if A&M, Tech, and Texas all got into the tournament.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
I doubt that's going to happen.
Boy, we'd never hear the end of it from that damn state.
No, we would not.
It would shut
and then
up.
North Texas could get in, too.
Oh, yeah. They still have a chance to be the group of five, right?
They definitely do.
Well, I'm just hoping BYU can find a way to beat Texas Tech, because if they do,
yeah, that changes
everything, and I think BYU then has a clear path to get in. And
well, they can almost even still go as long as I don't know who else they have in the Big 12.
I think Cincinnati's left, but but if they beat Texas Tech, I think BYU is in the playoff regardless,
and because they could go to the Big 12 title game.
Still lose
and get in.
That was what SMU did last year,
and that type of scenario. See, again, we're way too early with this, but that is the type of scenario that knocks an SEC team that doesn't play for the SEC title out.
Which is what happened last year in the ACC. Clemson was the three-loss team, beat SMU, and the committee put Clemson in as the automatic, and
correct.
They still put SMU in, and who did they F over? Miami and Alabama.
That's correct. So you have to watch for the teams who don't win the Big 12 or ACC.
If they have a good enough record.
Yeah. They can't really lose anymore, but that's where the wrenches come
in. There is...
I love this stuff.
Yeah, there is a precedent now for a one-loss team losing their weaker conference title game and still getting in.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.